This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
So the jurors wasting no time whatsoever to talk about their six-week trauma of the Alec Murdaugh trial. Or experience or bonding time. I don't know. I don't know how I would look at it. I've never been in that sort of situation, but more power to them to take this experience and share with others. They spoke with the Today Show earlier in the week here and really gave some very powerful insight as to what life was like as one of the jurors in the Alec Murdaugh trial. Again, speaking with NBC and the Today Show, here's what one of them had to say about what stood out the most to them in the testimony that was given.
Witness testimony was very believable, and the Kendall Vennio definitely played a major part in his testimony.
Yeah.
Yes.
Another thing that, of course, was brought up many times was that the jury did not have notepads, which when you're going through a six-week trial, try and remember every single thing you just heard. There was more than 75 witnesses. There was how many hours of testimony that was given. It would be difficult to remember everything. However, what we did not know at the time is that they had notepads in the jury room.
Throughout the case, a lot of people had talked about how we didn't have a notepad in the jury room, but we did. We're able to have, or we weren't able to have it in the courtroom, but we did have them in the jury room. So a lot of people would write down questions as we, you know, went back during break. So I think that kind of made the deliberation a little bit more efficient. Everybody knew the questions they had. We were able to get through them quickly.
These are jurors James McDowell, Gwen Gurnett, and Amy Williams speaking to the Today Show. Another thing, obviously, that happened that was rather important in the Alec Murdaugh trial was Alec Murdaugh deciding, I'm going to take the stand. I'm a good enough liar. I've gotten away with all this for this long. I bet I can keep this going, right? Here's what they said on Today.
Well, first of all, I couldn't believe that he was taking the stand. And when he got on the stand, I was like, okay. So it was him. You know, I don't know him, so I never, you know, knew his voice, but I realized it was him. And in the Kendall video, that just kind of sealed the deal.
Do you think he should have taken the stand?
No.
What about you, Amy?
No.
He didn't help himself?
No.
No.
If I was him, I don't think I would have. But right. I think that he believes that he's so convincing that he felt like that was his, you know, last resort.
But what about all the money? We already know he's a lovely character, it seems, up here with Papa and Ma and blah, blah, and little Gimpy down the road. All, you know, everybody. It was all folksy, and everybody's just loves each other, and it's a lovely, lovely place to live. But what about all that money that was stolen? How much did that weigh on the jury?
We could only consider it as part of the motive. It helped showing that he was very convincing and manipulative, and so it made sense.
And the Today Show asked a very important question as well. The crying that we saw with Alec Murdaugh that seemed to be kind of turned on, turn off a little bit, you know, wax on, wax off. How legit was it when you're right there?
No, I didn't think he was crying. He turned it on and off. Mm. Yeah, it wasn't genuine.
I had heard another interview with another juror that was done, I believe, with ABC News, and he said all he had was snot dripping down his face. There were no tears. He had a lot of snot, which that's, I don't know what's more difficult to do. I guess it kind of depends on the time of year, but it is spring, so allergy season. I guess it's not that difficult to have snot coming down your face. I have that happen throughout the day randomly with me because I have horrible allergies. But hey, if you need drama, I guess, you know, when we saw that big booger hanging off of him, what would move you more, tears or boogers? I guess Alec thought it might have been boogers. But why did he do it? What does James, Gwen, and Amy think about that? Here's what they
thought. I don't know if we'll ever know. I think it may have been a combination of things. Not just the financial, but everything was weighing heavy on him, I believe.
Gwen, what do you think?
I think it was, he wanted to have control of everything, you know, and his wife owned the majority of the things that they owned. He had some thinking it was more like greed and being in control.
I think the prosecution had a very good point. It's a storm. Yes. You know, at points in time, the defense would take one aspect and be like, you know, it couldn't have been this. And it may not have been that one singular thing, but there's so many things there that contribute to that overall storm that you know, I think it played a part.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
What are we going to do now, now that this case is done? Well, there's a lot coming up, including Chad and Lori Daybell. Remember them? Mommy Doomsday? Yes. She's headed to court very soon. Chad wants to take a little more time to work out the whole my kids were zombies when we buried them in the backyard. Come up with a story for that. But that's firing up pretty quick here. And, of course, Koberger not far off as well. We are covering it all for you. You can, of course, find links to all of the stories in the episode description right here. So be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of that and the discussions that we're having on these cases. I am Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.